The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom, Boker Tov. I asked Mechila for the delay today. We're talking about the bracha of Zichroinus, not the bracha supposed to remember. So we mentioned before that it was Bohu, Beroyv Chazdoy, on the Yom Hadin, the day that it's going to be decided what's going to be the next year for us and for Klal Yisrael, for the world, he was Kaveh Yontov. And it was Kaveh Yontov, which is the time of a special kiva, closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And out of Yontov, he was Kaveh, he set up a way of avodah, things that we should do in order to be Zoicha, be Zakei Bedin, and to have a wonderful year ahead of us. So he set up everything for us. It's just a matter for us to take advantage of it. So the reason why we say Zichroinu, the Gemara says, Kedei Shiyalo Zichroinu Lefonu L'Rotzei. We should be remembered or paid attention to, or maybe even more accurately, assessed by Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Rotzei in a favorable fashion. In other words, every Bria in the world goes in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and is assessed. What are you? Where are you holding? Is there a need for you in this world? There's no need for you in this world. Do you have any kesher to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or are you living an independent life and you think you don't need me? That's what it's all about. So, when we sing the bracha of Zichroinus, the psukim of Zichroinus, we're basically saying two things. And Yitzhak Hashem with this, we're malach Zichroinu lefonu l'rotzein. First of all, we're saying we understand what's happening over here. We understand, you know everything. You know everything we have done. Nothing is hidden from you. You see, not only is everything in us, but you see the whole big picture of the world. That's what you set up, that today is the Chilas Masecha, Zehayim Chilas Masecha. This is the day that you started the world and you're starting it again. So stage number one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we want to be Lelotzim Lifnei Hashem, we have to be together with Him. We have to be on the same page. So number one is we realize the greatness of this day. We're on the page with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We realize this is the day you're recreating the world. You're giving us new chayim, giving the world new chiyus. This is Tchilas, Yon Tchilas Masecho. And because you're recreating everything, you're assessing what is the value of everything in this world? What is the need of everything in the world? What is the kiyuv, the closeness between everything and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Together with that, we're saying that we recognize that this day is Tchilas Masecha, the day of starting the creation again, and it's a day of judgment. There's something special about Klal Yisrael, the God of Yaakov. We recognize together with that we are your special nation. We are together with you. At the end of the bracha, we stress this again. We say that we want you to remember the schus of Akedah, which we mentioned in the Pesukim also. Throughout history, we're reminding ourselves of Akedah, because that is the Shoyosh of Klal Yisrael, the Mesiyas Nefesh of Avram and Yitzchok, to be willing to shech the son and Yitzchok to give up his life for Kodesh Baruch Hu, because without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, life is nothing. This is not something that only happened then. It guides us throughout Klal Yisrael. The power and the strength that Jewish nation has to continue till this very day is because throughout history we've always had this within us. Whenever the going tried to destroy us, tried to get us to leave our religion, we're willing to be burnt at the stake. We're willing to be gassed to death, anything, just not to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a tremendous source. We're saying, I'm defining myself. I'm the Zera Yitzchok. I am one of those who's willing to give up my life also for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I realize this is everything. And therefore, I'm beseeching from you that I know there's a reason to have kas aleinu. Yichlishu lachmechus kasum aleinu. I know there's a reason, especially this year we see, there's anhog of midas adin in the world, in our own world, so much people are suffering in different ways. because of the present situation. Yes, it's because we're not behaving. We're not recognizing our greatness. We're not recognizing our closeness. But today in Rosh Hashanah, it's like a shot, because both of us reassessing the world, we're also reassessing ourselves. I'm assessing myself. I am the descendant of Avraham and Yitzchok. And I have a shaykhah to this also. And therefore, I'm asking Hashem Rachmanis because of that, because deep down, I'm willing also to give up everything just to keep this relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And together with that, we say, yeah, as you remove your wrath from your nation, from your city, from your nachala. Basically, all this was saying that we are your nation.
Kol Halashon.
And Yerushalayim is your city. Yisrael is your nachla. We're all part of this. We have it clear. You are once again. We recognize what the special nature of this day, this awesome day, this day of awe, day of fear, mitzad echod. It's a day that once again you're assessing the entire world, and within this bracha we say it, we spell it out. Don't take it for granted. Which medinas are going to be lecherev, which can be by the sword, which peaceful, where there'll be famine, where there'll be people will be satiated, and every person also who will live and who will die. All this we are saying in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We recognize everything is being judged, and life and death, and a pleasant life and painful life. It's all over here. But together with that, we recognize what we are. We are something special. And we're special for ourselves and special to you. We are Amcho Nachloso, we're the Zer of Yitzchok and Avraham. That's what I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have the same ideals that he has. And together with that, I also recognize the Midas HaRachmim of Hashem and the different sukkim we bring. How Hashem saved the Tzaddikim, he saved Noach. And he promised us that he will never forget the bris that he made with Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov. And he gave us Yom Tovim. We should remind ourselves of the special keshu we have between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he always remembers when we went in the midbar to him, with a different psukim, everyone should look at the psukim. These are the basic, maybe two ideas, or we can split them into three ideas, we're saying in this reinus. That general idea of this reinus is that, like we're saying, every one of us is being assessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are you? Where are you holding? How do you look at yourself and how do you look at me? And that we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one is we realize it's not a day to waste. This is a very, very important day. This is a day that we're going to be assessed by Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do I define myself? What is really important to me? And together with that, stage number one, I'm taking it seriously. I know I'm on the same page as you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not running away from you. I'm not make believe. Nothing is happening. Something very serious is happening today. The whole future of myself and my nation and the world is up in the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But together with that, I'm saying, number two is, I recognize what I am. I'm the descendant of the Ovis. And that great need of the Ovis, the schus of the Ovis, from the Akedah Yitzchok that they had, is not just a historical thing, but something that remains within me. I am also Shayach. I have a part. I have that mind frame of Akedah Yitzchok. I also hold that Akesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something of utmost importance, more than anything else. Together with that, I recognize that Hashem has a midas, a rachamim, throughout history, had rachmonis from Noach to our Avos, Klaus, going out of Mitzrayim. He had rachmonis on us because he assessed us as being the nation that is there for him. The nation that's willing to go to the midbar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nation that went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout all the mishreinus of a long golus, and that's what I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that I got the whole picture. I got the picture of the nature of the day. I got the picture of what I am, and I got the picture of what you are. And with this, Yalu Zichronei L'Rotzel L'Fnei Hashem, this Mitzvah Hashem will cause us to be assessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, this is a member of my beloved nation. This is a descendant of the Ovis that deserves to have the schus of the bris that I gave with the Ovis. This is a person that he wanted be mechazik and be mekayim and give him a wonderful year. Kamuvan, if we believe this, that this is a day that Hashem is assessing us entire day, how much we have to pay attention to our behavior in the course of the day. If I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most important thing is what's in Hashem, I have to think twice before I do anything, before I speak anything in the course of the day. Make sure it's a proper thing. Maybe something's a pleasant thing, not to say Chas Hashem something that may hurt somebody else's feeling. Not get frustrated, upset. Not to let trivial things have an effect on me. And we know Rosh Hashanah, especially this year, there's going to be so many things that won't go exactly the way we want. So many trivialities that could get us off focus. And we're saying, no, I remember. You remember me. I remember you. I remember the greatness of this day. And I'm going to put everything in the right perspective. Because I want to be assessed as one of those people that really has his values right. And to get with them, my tefillah also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm just going to be davening about all these trivial things, day-to-day things that are bothering me, I also am basically assessing myself that the things that are less important are more important. How much we have to pour out our hearts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look what's going on. We don't have the shuls, bekoshi. We're limited who can go out to shul. We're limited. The yeshivas have limitations. Everything is so limited. All the kol davar shebekedushas is so hard now. Hashem, this is the number one thing. Let us, we have such a strong desire. We want to be together in the shul. We're the ones who gather these measures. Not only us, but all the nebuch, all the toyim. All the people that are not yet shreim toyim mitzvahs. The entire government to recognize that the most important thing, the vital thing for the survival of Klal Yisrael, is the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. The tefillah of Klal Yisrael. If we have this clear, then Yitz Hashem, with our bakoshes and our recognition, those two things, what we are, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what's important in life, Yalei Zichroneinu L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'ratzon. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.